Okay, well, let's call the meeting to order. It is 4:18, April 18th, 2019, at the main office conference room. We do have quorum with Steve Hollister, Steve Carrera, Ann Roth, Flory Sanchez, and myself, Robert Perrin, present. So that's 5 out of 9, so we're good to go. You want to take a look at the agenda and make any comments, corrections, additions, deletions, and a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Okay, and moves to approve, seconded by Steve Hollister. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so the agenda is approved. You want to look at the minutes of the March 14th meeting and make any comments or corrections, and then a motion to approve after that.
Thank you.
Good with the minutes, or Steve, you want to finish up your review? You still finish up?
My gosh, we've got speed readers.
Or you could read it online.
We had it earlier in the day when you were sleeping.
Oh, okay. Ouch. Happy birthday, brother.
Yeah. Let me put my glasses on.
Well, there we go.
Make sure that's in the minutes.
Yeah. One of the verbal gestures.
I saw that.
Okay, those are the ones I get you every time. Okay.
Since I wasn't here last time.
Okay. I move to approve.
Okay, Ann moves to approve the minutes as written, seconded by Steve Hollister. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No? Okay. So the minutes are approved. Let's move on to the administrator's report.
Good morning, Board of, or good afternoon, Board of Directors. It sure feels like morning because USCP is kicking my butt this past week. Which means, yes, if you haven't noticed, we have two members of USCPA. We have John McCarroll, the administrator of Pacific Island office, and Carl Goldstein, who is the Guam program manager, as well as American Samoa and Senior Mike's program manager for now. So with that, I'm going to open the floor for them to speak. Say hi.
Sure. I would just say, again, thanks, Walter. I'm John McCarroll with Pacific Islands Office out of EPA Region 9. It's great to be back on Guam. It's great to see the board again, and I'm very happy to see you all. I'll just say that we're here this week to do support Guam EPA however we can. We're doing some mini program reviews, and by mini, we're focusing less on past performance and more on, with each program, how we can help support them moving forward. And just want to give a kudos and a shout out to Guam EPA and Conchita and her team, in particular, for the PIEC planning.
She was in the radio today.
Yeah. So it's very exciting, and people in San Francisco very excited. Everyone we talked to, we've been sharing the link and to the website, and everyone we who's seen it is very excited. And our regional administrator Mike Stoker is very looking forward to coming back and participating in the PIEC in June. So thank you all.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy coming here. This is my new second home. Every time I come, it gets better and better. I enjoy working with everyone here and do whatever I can to help you continue with your great program. Thank you.
Okay. So to go on with John and Carl said, they're here to do their mid-year review. They're not doing it as formal as done in the past, and that was kind of evolved because, as I told the board, one of my key things is to try to get land, acquire land, and build a home for Guam EPA. So a lot of our meetings this week have been with John and Carl being present, telling them, telling whether it was the land manager director, Joe Bora, our chief of staff, or numerous other people. We're meeting Joey Diego from USDA tomorrow, that they are supporting Guam EPA in the financial aspect, not only allowing us to use some of our grant money, but also maybe, if it's a possibility, use their funds as leverage so that we have a better deal if we indeed end up having to borrow money to build our home. But we're looking down multiple tracks, and with their support and their help, and with the agencies supporting their help, we're slowly getting there. The meetings were good with land management. We decided we also need to expand it to Ancestral Land Commission, Chamorro Land Trust, and Joe will do that, or Mr. Bora will do that for us, and we'll provide the layers of all the properties we're looking at. Out of this, there's been a couple that we want to look at. It's going to take some discussion with the administration, so I won't even disclose where they are, but hopefully by next month maybe we can have a definitive where we're at and where potentially our new home is going to be.
Can I add, maybe, just from a U.S. EPA perspective on this, both as a partner and supporter of Guam EPA, and seeing the conditions that Guam EPA has had to work in, including if you've seen the ops building on the other side, we want Guam EPA to have a place where people can come to work, not only feel comfortable, but be proud of the not just their organization, but the place that they work. So we are encouraging and would like to see Guam EPA have a LEED Platinum building, the best building on the island of Guam to work in. And we'd like to support Guam EPA however we can, and are encouraging Walter to try to be selective in all the different decisions that need to be made in terms of getting there. But we want to see Guam EPA get there.
Yeah, don't settle.
Don't settle.
Got it.
I'll just add to that that I just think you should leave this mold and snake-infested building.
We are trying, sir. We are trying. If it wasn't for our lab and our boat room, we would be out of these buildings. But can't just pick up and go.
Jesse, you're holding us back.
It's not Jesse's fault. You just can't pick up and go. That's it. That's what's binding us to these buildings as you're
growing. Use me here anytime.
Yeah. If you pay $8,000 out of your pocket. Your pocket, not the agency's. Anyways, the other person that we have visiting and assisting Guam EPA is Joe from Innovate. And Joe, please introduce and just let them know what you've been doing for our agency this week. Innovate's the company, is the contractor for US EPA that's putting together our Walters, our electronic database.
Yeah. All right, so basically, most of you probably know at this point, Walters is the electronic database and data store for Guam EPA. And we're just expanding it out to more of the programs and, coming up with ways that it might actually serve the public a little better, too.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Is there any questions that what they're doing? All right. That'll lead me to... So tomorrow at 1 o'clock, correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, we're going to have hearing for four board members. Two currently sit on the board, which is Bob and Ms. Lori. And we have the other two that's on things. So there's Steve and
Nneka.
Please stand up and say hi. Introduce yourself.
Stephanie Wahusi Nneka Dioro. I'm excited to contribute and kind of honored to be selected by the governor. This was something I didn't think was coming at all. And I know I have a lot to learn, and I look forward to learning and really being there as a voice for the next generation to see what we can do to really ensure that the generation beyond us inherits an island that's clean and that is protected and as best we can proceed, because there's a lot of threats to this island right now, and there's a lot that we need to do to ensure that it's a healthy and thriving place for them.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Stephen Carbolito. Tomorrow is our public hearing, and my background is in environmental engineering, and so I look forward to, if confirmed, working with the board and helping to protect and preserve our environment.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. So that's at 1. I know us, myself and a couple others will be there to support you guys. It's such a terrible day just because it's Good Friday, but so a lot of people are on leave.
Well, it depends on what they have planned, right?
Yes, that's true. So but a lot of staff will be on leave, so, you know, we got that procession and stuff that we've done it years and years on Guam, so we will figure it out by who attends, but you'll definitely have my input and my support for you guys, including you two. So I just wanted to make sure. So if anybody is free at 1 o'clock, the legislative hall.
Solid waste guys are going up, too, for confirmation.
Yeah, their board, right? Yes. But I'm not sure who's on their board.
Just Jim's going up.
Yeah, Jim, Mr. Mueller King.
Okay. Yeah. All right. A couple things going on next week that I just wanted to point out. So Monday is officially Earth Day. That's April 22nd. Our agency is going to do a cleanup at...
at the Pago Bay Beach, the Francisco Perez Beach Park.
Yes. And so what we're going to do is we do the cleanup in the morning, and we hope to have... we're going to do a potluck, luncheon in the afternoon, and we'll decide what type of team building we're going to do towards the end of the day. But if you guys are available and want to help clean up Earth Day, that's where we'll be on Monday. So technically the offices won't be open. Our agency will be open, but we'll be doing our specific projects on Monday, which is the cleanup and our team building day. Also next week, Thursday, we're having our first CERC LAPC meeting. That's basically emergency preparedness. And in that meeting, talking with Joe and working with Joe, one of the things that the electronic database is able to do is has a geo platform. The geo platform can perform live internet. If you have a database, you can do information on the fly out in the field. But what we're going to do is showcase it to the other emergency responders and tell them that we will work diligently within the next 3 months to allow them access. So like in the event of a fire, the fire department can be headed towards the fire. They can look at our information on our geo platform and see either what potentially could be in the building where the fire is or even the surrounding areas, as well as, you know, sensitive populations. You know, if there's a daycare center, if there's a senior citizen's home. So we're trying to give them not just on memory, but on the map itself, the specifics to an emergency response and what they should be looking for to better ensure their safety as well as the safety of the community. So that's something that we've been working on. On Wednesday, we have the consent decree hearing, and I think that's the financial side, right? Yes. Is that the hearing's for?
Yeah.
Is how GovGuam is going to continue paying or maintain payment for long-term monitoring of ORDOT. So I've sat and I've met with BBMR director and the DOA director and exchanged some information with them. I believe there's a meeting tomorrow, and I'll flesh that out to see if they need our presence there or not. So, do you want to add anything on the consent decree?
No, I don't
okay.
want.
Smart. And so with that, the administrator's report is now over.
Okay. Any questions of Walt? Okay. Let's go to old business. We still have these NOVs listed to get updates on where they stand and which ones have been closed. Or
I don't have remain open. I don't have any updates on any of the ones that are
So I do know that the Navy NOV, Ed Moon, has told me that his legal counsel is talking to our legal counsel, and that he's been instructed that they're going to work it out. So that's what he told me, and I said that works for me.
But what I understand is what we're working out isn't going to involve any payment, though.
That's correct. Correct.
So just so you guys are aware. But it's going to involve them taking responsibility for their contract. So we have been in touch, but we're just kind of
you know, missing each other, and so we still need to talk.
Right. Is this the water issue with the pool?
Yeah. No, this is the
pipeline.
This
spill.
Is the pipeline.
Yeah. Pipeline
the
spill.
One from up in Iganian Heights.
Correct.
They're not
going to
pay anything.
This is so okay. Well, just
they
back
can,
up. So the contractor, right, was a Nova Group, and they paid a penalty.
Yeah.
And so then an additional NOV was issued to the Navy for just for a lack of oversight of the project.
With the contractor,
so
they put basically it was to put them on notice to say, hey. If you can't manage your contractors in the future, you will be getting, both your contractor and you will be getting NOVs with fines. This is their warning shot across the bow in Navy to talk. Okay. Okay. And so I can do the Navy went, Kachita, I know that Fitz wrote the letter basically
one,
indicating.
One for Navy and one for the Air Force that we were just waiting
no,
for.
Well, no, for the Nova one.
Oh, well,
the settlement,
sorry. That's a different one.
Yeah. So the Nova settlement, I know that they gave us an opportunity to do the set, and that deadline came and passed. And I know he submitted a letter.
Okay.
Is that ever finalized and
I
sent
don't know.
Out?
I want
okay.
To check.
Okay. All right. So yeah.
And I don't know either about like the status of the payment, but I do know that
okay.
they were informed that since they didn't come forward with their proposal for a SEP, that they have to pay the additional penalty.
What was the additional penalty?
I want to say it was like 19,000
mm-hmm.
or something
yeah,
like
70,
that.
Yeah, 70 was for the UFTs. I thought it was
80, 10 for
solid
waste, which is 80, and then 19,000 just for the SEP.
Okay.
Right. So
yeah.
It's a 19,000. Since they didn't do the $19,000 SEP,
okay.
It gets converted into a
cash.
Yes, a cash penalty. Correct.
But they did pay the others.
Yes.
Yes, the 80,000.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Were they the ones that provided that material to that school, that middle school
no.
that we
visited?
No,
that was
from the fire.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's the air one.
Yeah.
The air set.
FSF.
That's right. That's
the
different.
Lou was present at the presentation.
Oh, okay. That one. All right, right. For Harmon Loop, the
engineer. Right. Yes. Okay. The other ones. I don't know where that is. Ryan, do you know where the NOV with the safe drinking water, GWA?
That's the old one, right?
Yes,
from
that's the original. The
before
one.
I got here.
Yeah. I know that there was something that we needed to just...
SOPs.
Yeah. The
yeah.
SOPs, did you
that,
work out
that
the
SOPs? That was the more recent one. That was
yeah.
the NOV from December,
right? Yes.
Yeah, so we're still waiting on the SOPs from them.
Okay, can you follow up on that so that we can still get out of this? And the airport... Air Force stipulated request for continuance. I signed that. It just asked for more time. And so that was just allowing them to get more time to put the figure out how they're going to present us.
And this is the drinking water.
Correct. Yes. Right?
And we're meeting with the Air Force tomorrow to discuss the SEP for
mm-hmm.
the drinking water violation. In addition to their, well, I'm not sure we're going to discuss their fines or not, but we're talking about the SEP.
Yeah. Okay.
Where they'll be providing drinking water operator training for the whole island directly related to their
yeah.
violation.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, here's the fun one.
Okay.
Yes, I have the floor on this one. The RRF. Now, I know the board graciously afforded my recommendation to pass the rules and regulations last week. Well, there are some things that still need to be fleshed out. So when in my meeting at the senator's office that Bob had accompanied me, we talked to one of the senator's staff, Cyrus, and who's also working on the RRF. So what we did basically when the board passed the RRF last month, we sent it on two different tracks, the normal track of through the AAA process, and one where the senator's office would get it and amend it because there's some things that we have in the rules and regs that we don't have authority for. So the senator was going to help us obtain the authority, and some of that is just as simple as if we are going to give out the scholarships or the
grants
for a nonprofit, we do not have that authority as an agency at this point. So this would need to go and get amended by the senator's office nonetheless. Now, there's a couple of things that need to be worked out that we could get the AG sign off, hopefully, on. And that's where I pulled it back and said, okay, it's still at the senator's office, it's still at the AG's office, and it's still downtown at Attleut. But I'm calling an internal review once more to try to make sure that everybody is ready to move forward. And if we need to resubmit it to you, I will put it across your guys to make a decision. It's kind of tricky because it's the senator's doing it. We do want your input as a proof. I don't know if we have to wait till next month. I don't know how we can do it, but I will keep in touch with the board very, very closely next week and a half, because I really want this rectified by the end of next week, Friday, once and for all, so that we can move forward.
We could probably call a special meeting if we had to.
I'm just hoping that we didn't have to, but if that's the case, I would like to do that, because I definitely want this out of our hands and moving forward. And if we need to clear this up on Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll call it. If it pleases the board, then we may call a special meeting just to get this re-voted on and move forward, so that we get everybody on board. AG's office, governor's office, our office, your board, of course, and we can move forward to through the senator's office, yes. Okay? Thank you. And I apologize. It is all my fault for any of this resubmittal. The staff has done a great job. I'm not comfortable, so I've decided to do this. So please excuse me for this. It's a failure on my part, but that's okay.
Yeah. No problem. Okay. When you get the review done, then you'll just email it to us.
So what I'll do is we'll see what legally what we need to do. If it's something, you know, I apologize, because I'm almost guaranteed the board is going to have to reconvene on a special meeting. I'm going to see if we can just send it to you guys, and you do like a...
It's no problem, and no need to apologize. Yeah. I mean, you're doing the right thing. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but, you know,
we're behind you.
If we can do a video conference, I mean, they're saying that we can do video conference via board, that we kind of come up with rules and regs. I haven't seen if we could do something like that, so it lessens the burden on you guys. But we will provide it to you beforehand, that's for sure. Hopefully by Wednesday next week is my target.
Don't worry, we're here. We'll come on.
Appreciate
Bob
it.
Bob will make some cookies.
I'll bake again. No problem.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
We don't have to, like, public notice of the meeting.
You know, no, because, you know, in fact, it's going to be done later on, too. Then.
If you're going to have a meeting, yeah.
Okay, that's right.
But
okay.
Email,
how many days of that do we have to give?
Would we not
3 days?
You can't
3 working days?
Would we not adjourn this meeting?
If it's a special meeting, I think the statute says 3 days.
Well, can we continue this? Oh, it's not calendared on it, though.
We can't recess.
I don't know.
Can we do a continuation?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Because we would still have to re-notice if you want to do a special meeting.
No,
so,
but it's already on this meeting.
Yeah, no, that's what I say. You just do a continuance. You don't convene the meeting today. You just
continue.
Yeah,
continue.
Okay. Can't adjourn.
Right. That's right. No, don't adjourn it. Just continue.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Recess. Yeah.
All right. Does that sound about right? Okay.
So we can just recess
right
the meeting and not adjourn.
Let's try it.
Yeah, we'll try it, and then if we need to, we'll fix it.
Okay.
Next one, I guess.
Okay. PIEC update.
Oh my goodness, we are so popular. We are so, so popular that... Can you stand up? Oh, I'm so tired. I'm chewing beetle nut now. I've been getting beetle nut, thank you. So, where are we right now? Thanks to Steve Hollister, we are down to 13 available seats for the conference out of 300. So what do we expect? We expect to hit 300 before the end of the day. What are we going to do? We definitely have enough, the hotel has enough room to go up to 500. What we need to take a look at is the additional costs associated with the food and beverage. That's really what it comes down to. We intend to open it, but we just need to make sure that we have an idea of what the additional costs are going to be. Because, you know, we do have a contract, and the contract was set for a certain amount. And that's it. Let's see. the press release. You've seen the press release from the Office of the Governor. We've been on the radio. I believe we have an interview with the Post tomorrow at 9. PDN is probably going to follow. Online registration is supposed to end May 1st. We're ahead of schedule. How are we doing with the merchandise? We're targeting May 1st to get everything out. So we're looking at about 400 for every item, from the bags to the shirts to the special lanyards, and then the gifts. Yes. Anything else?
Yeah, okay. Gifts.
Okay.
For speakers.
So they're gifts for speakers. There'll be gifts for the dignitaries. Mm-hmm. And so far for dignitaries, we have about 4 senators. So we've got the speaker, mm-hmm. the vice speaker. We've got, of course, our oversight chair. There's one more. I know that Clint Rigel's office called me. So they're attending, but we're doing something a little different for the sessions. Instead of having a round table discussions like most conferences have, we're slotting them into sessions, so they will champion a session. They're really excited about that prospect. And let's see what else. We have, instead of doing the mural, I don't know if I mentioned this, instead of doing the mural, we're working in partnership with BSP. They're giving us like $23,000. They found out to do the mural at the library was going to cost about $27,000. So there's no way we could, yeah, so in other words, we had to scrap that. What we're doing is an interactive art display, and it'll be a traveling art display. So you have the artists here on Guam working with the artists from Pangaea Sea coming in. They will have an ongoing interactive art display beginning Tuesday, so people come in. If you're at the ballrooms, you see at the very end where the smokers like to go out the double doors, the glass doors?
The garden. It's the garden.
I know, but nobody ever says the garden.
The garden of smoke.
There you go. So that is where they're going to set up shop. So people can go in there, they can contribute to the artwork, and so when Friday comes around during the field trip, the artists will do a workshop. So that's really quite good. We also I know that all the field trips are closed, but we've started a waiting list. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how.
We'll have a discussion. I will figure something out.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you.
Sure.
Education. So, you know our PIC uniforms?
Yes.
I think our board should also
be
part of it.
We also, yes.
Okay.
Sabrina already brought that up.
Okay. Thank you.
Sabrina brought that up, and Jesse told me about the uniforms also would go to John and Carl and Mr. Stoker.
Yes.
So, yes.
You got their sizes already?
Sabrina's going to get...
We're going to work.
Okay.
Sabrina's in charge of the uniforms.
Okay, so we're all... Our Guam EPA team is going to have the uniform, and we'd like you guys to also have the same opportunity with us.
So you're going to look like us, and the print is really quite nice.
And so there'll be a call out to you guys to see your sizes, so Sabrina would be doing that at some point very soon.
I will reach out to you.
Yes. And after, yeah.
So that's it. I mean, the schedule is pretty much set. What you're going to see is the addition of panel members, but it's pretty solid. Take it when you get a chance. Please visit PIEC2019.com.
And
give me, please.
For you guys, if you didn't register, do now.
Right. Well,
register wherever you're in.
Yeah, register, because it's really about the logistics for us. I mean, we're not going to turn people away, but we just need to know, especially if it's the merchandise, we need to know how much more we need to order. Food and beverage, we need to make sure there's enough food.
Thank you.
And that's it. Unless I missed something. Anyone? No? But yes, our team has done a great job. So Sabrina's in charge of merchandise. I'd like to do a shout out for Maria Duenas, who did all the logistics. Julie Mendoza is the co-chair. She did all she's doing all the programmatic work. Let's see who else. Margaret is working with Bob Barrett. Oh, I tell you know, the chairman has been really doing a lot of the heavy lifting. We're doing extremely well with the sponsorship. And did we tell them how much?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay, so we've had about 90.
Transparency
about 91,000.
Yeah,
in
committed, and then 72,000
collected.
Yes.
Wow.
And more, and because of all the advertising, so we have GPA reaching out to us and asking how they can help. So we've got a sponsorship letter out for them.
Okay.
And that's what's been missing. The other
no, the only thing is that, and it's kind of
Nick
somewhat.
Nick is doing communication and the booklet. So if you have pictures, please give Nick the photographs for the commemorative booklet.
So the only thing that might change as far as the agenda is just the Goodwill Games might not occur, but I'm wanting to sit down and maybe we'll do something Friday night and Saturday morning, just so that we have it planned.
Okay. Photograph. Oh, that's one thing. Thank you, Sabrina. We're trying to get a photo session with all of us in our uniform. So Sabrina will let everyone know, so we can arrange that. Okay. And I think the goal is to try to get that photograph in to the booklet.
Right,
yes?
For the booklet, yes.
Okay. Please, in charge of that.
Thank you
for your support.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you register if you haven't registered.
Yes,
please do.
Please do.
I'm looking at the back of your head.
Happy birthday again.
Look this way, you can see through it. And anybody else wanting to be a sponsor, just let me know. We'll gladly accept money. Okay, so now we're on to new business. Okay, we had listed the presentation of proposed revision to the recreational beach monitoring plan, but we're going to push that to next meeting.
Yeah.
Jesse, wanna?
So I apologize for not having the presentation ready for this board meeting. I had other duties assigned the last week and a half, so I didn't get a chance to get to it. But if the board can postpone it until next board meeting and move it to old business, and I will do the presentation. Thank you.
In other words, he had to be acting in my absence, and so that's why he's saying he had other duties as assigned.
Okay, so the next point of business is a confirmation of the new board secretary, Arlene Ekfaji. This is Arlene, if you haven't met her, taking over from Vilma. And thank you for what you've done, Vilma, in the past, and helping with... She stayed with us. She's going to the permitting team.
Oh, yes. I wonder.
So, anyway, we need to confirm her, so we need to make a motion and vote and all that good stuff.
I'll proudly make that.
Okay. Steve Carrera makes the...
Go back a long
way.
Okay, we have a second. Okay, Flory seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I don't vote. Okay. Yep. So, unanimous. Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's like corralling cats.
So, is there anything you guys got for the board? Any of the folks out there?
Can I ask about the NOVs on the website?
Sure. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'll swing this around so you guys can see it. If you just hover over transparency, it lists the public. Yeah, it says transparent as we can get, I guess. So
as transparent as we can get. Okay.
So it lists the Guam public law, and then when you click on that, it takes you to the site, and it is searchable. Over here, and sort of this is everything that was issued.
We will put it on next month's agenda.
So remember, in August, we already committed to
financial report,
and then provided South Public Law. So
she might not even be here
if it was issued.
Yes, I won't.
After
so whoever's in charge,
of 2018,
you're going to have to tell them.
Yeah, that's when we committed to doing it.
Okay.
So everything here you can sort in alphabetical order by the biometer. You can sort by the program response. Yeah.
So it's fully up and running and in compliance with.
It was in compliance before the law was enacted.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. And what was the other thing that was in law that we were supposed to do?
That video conference.
So video conferencing. Yeah. So we worked the rules. Rules and regs on that.
I think the law says you have to agree to an SOP for the
right.
we have a problem.
I gave you guys a shortly after that live,
list all the call meetings.
So it's searchable.
No, I
you
think
want to search for somebody
I
or
the
company.
Just
it's
like
also
a,
sortable
I
by alphabetic order as far as who was issued the NOV, the issue date, the violation summary, and the statute. That was okay. So one senator was comparing this to a police officer. I don't know if you remember that. So his concern was you only hear about somebody getting charged, but you never know the outcome of the case unless the media reports on it. Typically, we don't really issue something unless you're truly in violation. So a little bit different in that regard, but we still list the summary anyway, or the status. And if we made a mistake in issuing it, we'll go ahead and mention that. Yeah.
Anybody else got anything? So we can. Okay, so we'll set the next meeting would be.
Well, do we want to do the continuance?
Oh yeah, let's figure that out. So we can just recess and not do a adjournment.
Well, I think what you can do is set it to a certain time that you're going to meet.
Oh, okay. Should we just set the date for a?
Sure. If you don't mind, let's do it for next week Thursday then.
Okay, same time.
I mean, we could do it earlier, we could do it... But that's why I'm trying, if it's a continuance, do we need to advertise?
I don't think so if you recess, but I'm not the attorney
right.
here, but...
But we'll just try. Let's
yeah,
just,
and if we find out it's wrong, we cancel it and
we reset it. I think
if
it's a continuance, we may not need to.
It's been a while, though.
Yeah, I think it's on the agenda.
We couldn't finish the hearing for... Camacho, they did a recess. I don't know. The attorneys were here. The AG was here. We had a board hearing officer from the AG.
So okay, all right. This is if Bob's allowance, we will set for Thursday. And if it's not going to work, we will just set it when we can do the proper thing.
So we'll recess and reconvene a week from today at 4:00. Is that everybody in favor of that?
Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Make the motion. Okay.
That we do that.
Steve,
you're full of motions today, Steve.
And a second.
A motion.
Lori seconds it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
To come back
Thursday? Yes.
Okay, so it passes unanimous.
So
okay,
this is
yay.
Just
we're not in
here.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everyone.
I just take my cookies and go.
I thought we gave up cookies for Len.
She walks out and wants to
know.
No,
I
can
I understand.
I just press this one.
All right.